Last night was the big baby bash. We took over Charlestown Square, 300 people, to see what the sex of this baby is after a wrestling match between two grown men dressed as big babies.
Big babies.
That's right. You, me, Ducko, going head to head.
Yep.
But from the very beginning, this is how it went down.
I'm pregnant.
There is an email sitting in my husband's inbox that has the gender of this unborn child.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I tried to plan a epic gender reveal using the cannons at Fort Scratchley. Didn't come off, and that's fine.
Yeah.
No one's fault. I've not been able to come up with an idea as good.
All right.
Okay?
You don't want the burnout in the souped-up car.
Jacinda, can you please tell us what your gender reveal idea is?
Mick and Ducko dress up as giant boy baby and a girl baby and wrestle, and whoever is the baby winner is the gender of Jess's baby.
Love this. I'm not going to lie to you, Gilly and I were backseating a lot of these meetings, and the minute this came out, we have planned everything. Well, we've got Charlestown Square on board. We've got a boxing ring in the middle of Charlestown Square. I'm not lying.
Jacinda, from your little text that came through a couple of days ago, I've never seen the boys work so fast.
My vision, it's coming to life.
Yes. One important ingredient of that is learning how to wrestle. And so yesterday we headed down to Newcastle Pro Wrestling. Immediately, the first move that we practiced, there is one move where Ducko is in a position where I'm literally an inch away from his junk.
Like balls in Gilly's face.
Yeah, and if Ducko moves too much...
Is that your signature move, is it?
Absolutely.
Is
that got him.
Ducko in pink, myself in blue. Whoever wins, we reveal the gender of Jess's baby.
We realise that real wrestlers have entrance music.
Yeah.
That pump-up jam.
Pardon, but yeah, okay.
We are real wrestlers.
Yeah.
Not until you have an entrance song, thank you, baby boy.
Can I suggest one that a lot of people have been DMing me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Gobble me, swallow me, drip.
No.
Bit of whack. Could you imagine me coming out to this?
All the messages, I've not seen that one.
Woo! With that baby. It's one sexy baby.
The media pack, they're coming in now.
They come, we'll let him in the door.
Press conference for the fighters.
Veronica here from Horse and Hound magazine.
Oh, my favourite.
Yes,
what are you
there's
doing
been
here?
Lots of name calling and sledging in this fight lead up, which we don't see in the horses. Will you get a drink and be friends after this occasion?
My main problem, I think, after this fight will be the inflammation from the exercise. And I know that beer is a known exacerbator
of that
inflammation.
That's true.
So
yeah.
I'd be more than happy to have a non-alcoholic drink with you, Ducko, after this if you'd like.
I will not be having a drink with my opponent.
I don't want to
see anything with this guy after this.
I'm going to shout to you a lemon squash.
I'll take a lemon squash.
No lemon squash for you.
Leave it to the ring, boys. Leave it to
the ring.
This
is going to be a big fight. Pull me out of here.
I just pooed myself. Charlestown, all right.
Change me now. Practice.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Charlestown Square. Are we ready? Should we bring out our challengers?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, in the blue corner, standing at 6'4", weighing in a lean 95 kilograms. Hobbies include taking arthritis medication. It's Nick, baby boy, Gill! And the challenger this evening, in the pink corner, coming in at 3'8", weighing 69 kilos. His abs are registered as weapons of mass destruction. It's Duck, baby girl,
bring it in. Fight.
Spin him around, baby.
Get him down. Get him down. Come on, up, Ducko, up. Back to your feet.
Are you all right? Come on, get up, baby girl. It's okay.
Back to your feet. Down. Kick out.
One.
Come on, kick.
Two. Come on.
Take his head off. Hit him. Hit him.
There you go. One, two.
Stay on him.
Beat him. Beat him. There you go. One, two, three.
loser. A valiant effort, baby boy.
Thank you. I tried really hard there.
One hell of a show.
Thank you.
Ducko! Ducko!
We did it.
Well done.
We did it.
An unbelievable performance.
Congratulations to you and Angus for having me.
To the Hit family, you've supported us on this journey, and to celebrate this with all of you. But boys, from the bottom of my heart, I can't thank you for putting your bodies on the line like you just did to celebrate this occasion for Angus and I. Legends, thank you so much for being a part of this.
We did it!
Ah, there it was. It's a girl. Oh, the girl won. It was an epic night.
I'm so
at least
emotional.
300 people were there.
Huge. You're right.
Sorry,
that was so good. And I'm so grateful, and it's just to relive it like that, and I can't wait for the video now, which will hopefully be out this weekend. But God, it's so fun.
It was fun. It was
so
cool.
Exciting.
It was very cool. Something very unique.
So cool. And for the 300 people that were there and all the angles we're just seeing trickling through on Instagram, all these amazing things, and to hear that and the crowd. I'm just really grateful.
It's good. It's happy tears. Gilly, we need to go get some Panadols.
Need to go get some Panadols.
Yeah.
If you check your emails, I've bought you both massages, so please book it ASAP.
Let's get a bit of Beyonce on here, shall we?
Yeah.
Baby Girl's walkout song. A valiant effort, Gil.
Going to really rub it in. But I know it's choreographed and organised, but I still hate losing. Nick Jackson.com.